You're listening to Take It Personally, a podcast for photographers about the personal side of business and the art of standing out. Here, I'll help you build a business and a brand that is uniquely you. If you want to attract dream clients and stop looking at the competition to decide your next move, if you are ready to show up as a confident branding authority to help you serve your clients and consider your goals and priorities too, if you want to make your mark in a new, underserved niche of photography, then this is the place for you. I'm your host, Maddie Pichon, South Dakota brand photographer and educator. I'm a straight-shooting, Instagram-obsessed, diehard Swiftie who has built a multi-six-figure business on the back of brand photography, all while raising a family. And I know you can do the same. Let's get ready to take it personally. When I was a wedding and portrait photographer, I really avoided discovery calls like the plague. They didn't feel worth my time. I am a classic millennial in that I don't want to get on a phone call. I prefer doing business via email because I think it's better to keep track of things. As a brand photographer, discovery calls make me a lot of money. And I'm a huge proponent of them. If discovery calls feel awkward or salesy or like a waste of time, I hear you. But this episode is going to flip that script. I'm walking you through the exact framework that my students use to turn warm leads into truly dream brand photography clients. You will learn how to lead a call that builds trust, sets expectations, and gets that magical when can we start moment at the end of the call. I know that many of you are skipping or avoiding discovery calls because you don't want to have that conversation, but I can tell you with confidence that this is preventing you from booking higher priced sessions. I recently had a student inside Rebrand who ended up getting a client through a referral, and she hopped on a call with them, hashed out some details, ended up booking a $7,500 partnership with this client. Really cool international client, absolute dream brand photography job. And the client shared with her that they had reached out to approximately 20 different photographers, and my student was the only one who got on a phone call with them. We need to be meeting our clients where they are. And 9 times out of 10, that means getting on a call with them. It's the most efficient way to move business forward. And there's also so much rapport building that happens on a call. So you can get the sort of buy-in that is required for someone to book a $7,500 session or more. I see discovery calls as essential, especially when it comes to brand photography. Brand photography is a high ticket service, which means that you need high trust. You can't just charge 4 figures or 5 figures for a service and expect people to pay that without having trust there. And yes, there is trust that is built in your positioning and in your messaging and in your marketing. That's what gets them on the call. But the call is where you close the deal. The call is where you're building so much of that rapport and connection that the client tips over into, okay, well, it would be silly not to do this. Also, clients don't fully understand what they need. So a call gives you the opportunity to really stand out as the expert brand photographer. And you don't need to be an expert at marketing to do this, but you do need to understand the client and what their problems are and why they came to you in the first place. And that's all information that you can get on a discovery call. A discovery call is where not just price is communicated, although you might be helping your client decide on a package and that sort of thing, but where value is truly communicated, where you get to stand out and act as a partner with your client. This is not a sales pitch. It's a collaborative conversation to see if you're a good fit to help someone grow their business. A discovery call, while it is technically a version of a sales call, there's not uncomfortable selling happening when your offer is positioned well enough and you have information on your website and social media so they can get a lot of the information they need prior to the call. You're not having to say on the call, by the way, the price is $3,000. Are you ready to move forward? That's not the conversation that's happening when your offer is positioned appropriately. I recommend that your clients see your pricing before they get on a call with you. I recommend that that is on your website. I like to have an average price on my website and then send over more of a detailed pricing list before the discovery call. So that's something that is taken care of before we get on the call. It cuts down on the awkwardness. So then on the call, we're more just talking about details. Like, do you want this package or that package? And let's talk through what's the best option for you. So for those of you who are avoiding a discovery call or a sales call because you don't want to sell, let your positioning do the selling for you. Let your marketing and your messaging do the selling for you. And then get on a discovery call to seal the deal and start the planning process and rapport building process. Let's talk about what a discovery call looks like. I like to host these calls on Zoom or some sort of video platform. You don't have to do it that way, but I find that for whatever reason, that's a little bit easier for me than a phone call. I also have it set up with the Dubsado scheduler, where I have time on my calendar on certain days of the week. So if somebody inquires on Thursday, they can get on my calendar for a discovery call as soon as Monday. So that is really helpful, having specific days of the week that I just have set aside for calls. The scheduler goes out to them and they can pick their times. We're not having to go back and forth of like, what time works for you and what time works for me and what time zone are you in? I just have a scheduler that gets sent to them once they inquire and they can find time on that. If they have issues finding time, we can go from there. But I have never had an issue with that. There's typically plenty of time for them to choose from. The Dubsado scheduler goes out in my inquiry email so they can book on their own. We don't have to have that back and forth. That is an automation once they book where they get all the information of where the call is going to be, when it's going to be. They get reminders, all of that. The call itself is hosted on Zoom. And I'm not just getting on this call willy-nilly. When the inquiry comes in and before we have that call, I am doing some research and taking time to learn about the client. So I'm looking at their website. I am looking at their social media. I'm understanding what their needs might be when it comes to brand photography. It is my job as the brand photographer to guide them to what package makes the most sense for them. They know their budget best, and so they are likely going to come to me saying, hey, this is our budget, or this is the package that we're thinking of because of our budget. But I am going to be able to say, okay, great. Here's my recommendation based on my expertise as a brand photographer. It doesn't mean they have to follow it, but it does mean that I am responsible of showing them like where their money is best spent. And again, they get to decide at the end of the day. They have free will, but I'm not just going to sit on my hands and not tell them that if you want headshot photography, it would also be really helpful to get lifestyle brand photography because you're using stock photos on your website and we could really improve the look of that. In my opinion, it would be totally irresponsible to not have that conversation. That is what I like to call ethical upselling. It's not just about selling them a bigger package for the sake of selling them a bigger package. It's genuinely understanding their brand and their goals and upselling based on those things. I want to get them a killer result. And so I'm going to present all of the options of how we can do that. If they at the end of the day say, that's great, but we still only want headshots or we only want this, the one location. So we're going to go with the smaller package. That's totally fine. I can rock with whatever budget they have, but I would not be doing my job if I didn't present all of the possibilities. And I cannot tell you, I should go back through and look at the amount of money that I have upsold in the last 6 to 12 months by simply saying, hey, I looked at your website. I looked at your social media. I think we have some other opportunities here. Take it or leave it. But, this is my opinion. Do not discount taking time before the session to look at your client's online presence and make recommendations from there. That is part of your job. That is part of what they are asking you for. I start the call with a little rapport building. It tends to be really casual. I'll comment on the weather. That's kind of my go-to. I don't overthink this. The beginning of calls and getting to know somebody new in your business can be a little awkward. There's no reason to make it more awkward. The weather is a great icebreaker, so why not? If the client was referred, I will often say something about that when I'm greeting them, like, how do you know Anna? Or I'm glad that she sent you my way, or something along those lines. And then pretty quickly, depending on how chatty the client is, I will make sure that I am taking control of the call. And I do that by setting expectations for the call. This is going to make your client more comfortable. I don't know if you've ever been on a call where there's no direction and someone else asked you to be on this call, but you get on the call and you're just chatting and catching up and nothing is actually happening. I'm an Enneagram 3, so one of the things I value most in life to a fault is efficiency. There is nothing that grinds my gears more than getting on a call that should have been an email or text. One of the first things I'm doing on the call is saying, thank you so much for getting on this call today. Here's how this is going to go. Here is the plan for this call, and really laying that out. This puts me in the driver's seat. It puts me in control of this call. Again, that is what the client wants. They are looking to hire someone to help in their brand. They want help. They want to be guided. So that's what you're doing when you're setting those expectations. From here, you want to understand the needs of your client. Why are they interested in brand photography? Why now? Why is this something that recently came up for them? What are the goals that they are hoping to achieve through brand photography? When they think about brand photography, what are they wanting? Is it just headshots? Is it lifestyle brand photography? Is it shots in the studio? Really understanding what they want. I certainly have questions that I ask here, but I want them to be talking more than me, especially during this part of the call, but really for the whole call, for a couple of reasons. One, the most obvious, I want to understand their goals. I want to know how I can help them achieve their goals, because that's what's going to make them say, this was money really well spent. Two, even if they don't end up booking, this is insane market research to be able to get on a call with your ideal client and say, tell me why you decided to pursue brand photography. What are the problems in your business that you think brand photography can solve? That is a gold mine for your marketing. So do not skip this part. Like I said, there are questions that I ask here, but really at the end of the day, you just need the details of their business and why they decided to pursue brand photography so you can better get inside the mind of your ideal client when you're marketing and when you're working on your messaging, but also when you're planning this session. So you know what needs to happen for you to help your client achieve their goals. This is the majority of the call, is them talking and telling you about their business. If they've had brand photography before and how that went, are they nervous about it or whatever it might be? This is time for you to really listen. Once it feels like the client is done talking about their business or it has come to a natural end, you can transition to talking about your process. This should not be a ton of the call. You do not need to hammer this home. Here's what comes next. This is helpful for you to walk them through your process, if for no other reason than to show them that you have a process, that you take this seriously, that you are doing brand photography through the lens of a lot of strategy. If they are looking at other brand photographers who are not doing that, you're already going to stand out among those other photographers. So this is where you walk them through, like, okay, after this call today, here's what happens. If you want to move forward, we're going to choose a date and you're going to sign the contract and pay the invoice. And then we're going to start planning. And that means you're going to fill out a questionnaire until the shoot and potentially even after the shoot, letting them know how long images take to turn around and get delivered and all of that stuff they might be wondering about. When you're done sharing about your process, it's a good idea to ask them, do you have any questions or concerns? Is there anything that I did not cover? Just to make sure that you can address any objections they might have. At this point, I will also tell them what the next step is. This is a huge area that I see way too many people miss. The end of the call is just kind of nebulous. Like, there's not really a clear, here's what happens next. So much money is lost when you don't have a clear call to action. So specifically telling your client what happens next, what happens when we get off
off the call.
That is a great way to make sure you're getting some sort of an answer, even if the answer is no. The answer might be no once in a while, but you at least want to know that so you don't keep thinking like, will they, won't they? Because that's almost worse, in my opinion, than getting a no, is getting ghosted. And that tends to happen when there's no clear call to action or clear communication at the end of a call. So clear next steps. What has to happen for the planning process to continue? If you have clients who are getting off a call with you and then inundating you with email after email of question, 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 if those questions are related to planning the session, if they're like, hey, what about this location? What do you think of this outfit? What about these props? If I book with you, could we do XYZ? It's because you're not giving clear call to action at the end of the call. It needs to be very clear that the planning process starts after whatever, the contract is signed, the invoice is paid, whatever it might be. A discovery call is a great place to begin laying the foundation for planning your brand session. It needs to be clear that the next step is to get you paid. And that's when you're actually engaged to start the planning process with this client. So again, make sure your client knows that planning does not begin until your contract is signed and the retainer is paid. That's typically what I recommend. And a little bonus tip here, if they have expressed when they would like to shoot, you can use that to build urgency to start as soon as possible. So if it is April and your client wants to shoot in the middle of May, you can say at the end of your call, I know you said that you are hoping to schedule something for mid-May. If that's the case, then I would recommend that we start the planning process as soon as possible to make sure that we have plenty of time to plan your ideal session. It needs to be clear that you can't book this a week before your session and call it a day. There is planning that has to take place. If you get clients who are not booking far enough in advance or don't think they need all this time to plan, or they're interested in booking a session but not for another 8 weeks, this is the time to make sure they understand, no, we actually need more time to plan than a traditional portrait session, so you need to book sooner. It's crazy how much money is lost when we haven't mastered the call to action or the follow-up. If you take nothing else from this episode, make sure there is a very clear next step when you get off that discovery call. And then once you're off that discovery call, you need to follow up via email. They need a place to go to make things official. So that's when I recommend sending over a proposal, contract, or invoice immediately after you get off that phone call. Take advantage of their excitement. Take advantage of the momentum that you built on the call and get that into their inbox as soon as possible. Even if they're like, I really want to talk to my partner, or I'll know more after Friday, that is totally fine. You still want to be in their inbox as soon as possible. Another tip here, if you're the type of person who gets uncomfortable with follow-ups, set the stage with what they can expect from you. So if they're like, I want to talk to my partner, or give me a week to think about it, then I would say, okay, that sounds great. If I haven't heard back from you on the proposal by Friday, I'll follow up with you. Lay the groundwork on this call so then it doesn't feel weird when you're following up. I have worked with enough photographers to know that this is something that makes you uncomfortable. So if it makes you uncomfortable, just let them know right off the bat, hey, here's what to expect from me. I recently had a rebrand student who shared that she had her very first discovery call and pitched an $1,800 session. And at the end of the call, the client said, great, send over the proposal and the dates. With the discovery call map, she was able to get her client to really open up and talk about her offer and ultimately say yes to brand photography, and not just say yes, but be really excited about it. A discovery call is so much more than just a sales script. It is truly part of the service you are offering with brand photography. It helps your client make the best decision for their brand. And when discovery calls are done right, they are absolutely a huge part of how you can seal the deal and work with someone. If you want my entire discovery call process framework, if you want to see how I run a discovery call with a real client, if you want to get feedback on your discovery calls, that all happens inside of my group program rebrand, which is opening again in mid-May. If you head over to Instagram and DM me the word waitlist, all one word, I will send you the link so you can join the rebrand waitlist. That'll make sure that you get the best price and all of the bonuses that happen when I open the doors, and the bonuses are so good. So head to Instagram, DM me the word waitlist, and let's get you added to the rebrand waitlist so you can make over your discovery calls and start landing dream clients. Thank you so much for listening to Take It Personally. If you haven't already, would you head over to iTunes and leave us a review? This is the best way to let other photographers know about the show and help keep us creating content you crave. And if you want more tips and tools to build your personal photography brand, head over to my website, maddiepichon.com. Here you can access my downloadable ultimate personal brand session shot list to get your clients singing your praises, and browse my blog for more trade secrets to help you hone your craft and grow your business. Love to learn while you listen? Visit maddiepichon.com and click on podcast for all things Take It Personally, from show notes to recent episodes and incredible guest profiles. Remember, friend, the most important part of any brand is the people behind it. Branding and business is personal, so let's take it personally.